Now that heart is beating fast, and that's the rhythm I can dance to. I'm mighty glad I've got a chance to, that one big heart that's beating fast. Tomorrow morning, let it rain. Tomorrow morning, let it pour. Tonight, we're in the groove together. Ain't gonna worry about stormy weather. Gonna kick old trouble out the door. Beat out old trouble and drunk. Beat out old trouble and drum. Beat out old trouble and drum. And kick old trouble out the door. Beat me that rhythm on the drum. Beat me that rhythm on the drum. Beat me that rhythm on the drum. And kick old trouble out the door. Kick him out the door. Kick him out the door. Kick him out the door.
Welcome to Radical Australian Community Radio 3CR, streaming live on 3cr.org.au. This program is a podcast. Joe M is doing all the work. Yeah. We even need a technical assistant. Tilda, Volunteer of the Year, has set all this up, and we have 12 bad eggs from the Climate Choir Melbourne in the studio.
Woo.
Now, Jeannie,
yes.
Marsh,
yep.
How do you control this mob? They look pretty unruly to me.
Yeah, I know, but that's part of the job description. We really need to be radical singers.
Radical singers.
Radical singers.
Yeah, and we are going to radically sing Acknowledgement of Country by Laura Brearley.
Thank you.
We honour the land that we're living on. We honour the country and the old ones. We sing up country and we sing it up strong, for we are all connected as one. We are all connected as one. We honour the ones who have gone before. We honour the wisdom of the ancient law. We sing up country and we sing it up strong, for we are all connected as one. We are all connected as one. We honour the earth and the sea and sun. We honour the living and the life to come. We sing up country and we sing it up strong, for we are all connected as one. We are all connected as one.
I can't believe that. I've always wanted to do that, Jeannie. Jeannie Marsh is the choir master or mistress?
Leader.
Let's leader, choir leader. Leader. All right. Well, we won't have any gender stereotypes.
No.
Just the leader.
The leader of the band.
Do you need a whip to keep these people in order?
No, they're really generally pretty compliant, but they can get pretty frisky.
Frisky.
Yeah, because we're often at very lively events, singing at rallies and sorts of things happening.
Yeah,
so sometimes the choristers just think, well, we're not going to be little mice. We're going to jump in there and start gesturing and jumping around. And, then you have to corral them in because, they've got a job to do. Their job is to sing.
To sing. Now, I understand one of your...
Choristers.
Choristers.
There we go.
He's got an unusual guitar, was making a nuisance of herself in Newcastle.
Up in Rising Tide.
Yeah, would you like to come here and introduce yourself?
So here she comes. She's here with her guitar. She's moving towards the microphone. There she is.
No, we don't have to do that. Relax, Jeannie. You look after the choir. I'll look after the guests.
Good.
All right? Just relax. Now, what were you doing at Rising Tide?
Oh, I was there with a couple of other choir members.
Which other ones? Point them out.
These
come on,
and
come over here. Come
Joe.
On. Come on, you two. Up here. Come on.
And I had one specific role and these two had some other roles. My job was going up there to just busk climate choir songs.
Yes. Busk.
busk, yeah. I managed to get into the Herald Sun as the roving minstrel, which I thought was hysterical, with my climate choir gear on.
Right.
But I was also teamed up with Susie Prattner, who's a choir leader in Sydney, because the movement, which has got some amazing strategies about no more coal coming out of Newcastle, also want to build a community. And the way to do that is through community singing. So we learned some songs and we taught some songs, and we had 180 people all signed up as a group in the end. So it was really fun. Yeah, all within 2 days, 180 singers signed up, and they would sing on the beach.
Right, on the beach. Yeah. On, in the hills.
In the kayaks, on the water. And it was either to rouse people up or calm them down if they were feeling a bit threatened by the police.
It's pretty hard beating people up when they're singing, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a good strategy.
But that was my role, but these two had different roles.
Come and introduce yourself, Anne. What did you do?
Well, I tried to join in the singing whenever I could.
You tried. That's it.
Well, I did join in the singing when I could. Came to workshops.
Right.
And I was out on the water quite a bit in the paddles.
Can you swim?
Can swim, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
good.
We had this wonderful song about I've got a kayak and paddle. So that was very a lot of fun, but also quite hard work.
And dangerous.
And a bit dangerous, but it's organised so well. There are safety teams around all the time, people checking on each other.
And I assume you've got life jackets on.
Yeah, we have life jackets.
Oh, how boring. Are they yellow or orange?
That's
mixed.
A good question.
Mixed. Yes. Can't, you can't even have colour coordination. I don't know. And who's this other blockader?
G'day, I'm Joe. I went up to the blockade this year and last year.
Yeah.
This year my job is to not get arrested because I got arrested last time. It's very inconvenient.
It is. How long were you, what were you fined?
I wasn't. I had a miserable day in the watch house and then got a very sympathetic magistrate who said nice things about all of us, and even those of us who pled guilty all got off. Scot-free, no record.
Yeah, unlike some people I've interviewed who got a number of months jail here on Radical Australia. Mm. Jeannie.
Yes.
How do you keep this mob in order?
Yeah, well, the thing is to keep them busy.
So
so we're always learning new songs and we have to adapt to what the situation is. So earlier this year for the election, obviously we had to brush off and create some anti-nuclear songs. Who knew that we'd still be protesting against nuclear? So we had to whiz up some songs about that. And so there's always new projects. Sometimes we're out protesting against logging in the native forests. Sometimes we are there to support particular community groups who are working on climate change. Sometimes we're working with XR. Sometimes we're working with Students Strike for Climate, the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change. So it's never dull. So that's how we keep it controlled, because we've got to actually be quite on the ball for every different action.
Yeah, look, I don't think people realise how difficult it is. It's very difficult, especially when you're singing in a potentially hostile environment. Mm. Yeah. Now you, come to the microphone. You thought I forgot about you, didn't you?
I did indeed.
Introduce yourself.
Well, so my name's Anne Sanson.
Right, and who was that singer that introduced the program?
This one over here?
No, the one you heard. No.
Oh,
who was that? I remember I was going to ask you the question.
Oh, you. Oh dear, I haven't the vaguest idea.
You must have had a very. You must have had a very sheltered.
Phil will tell us.
Phil knows. Come on, Phil. Tell us. Who was that?
That was the wonderful Margaret Rodin.
Exactly.
Oh, of course it was.
You must have had a very sheltered life as a young woman.
Just a very bad memory.
Oh. How long have you been with the choir for?
More or less since it began.
Yep.
When was that?
That was back in 2015.
2015.
So there was a wonderful event called the People's Climate March.
Right.
And all over Australia. And the Australian Conservation Foundation decided that singing was needed. And so they facilitated starting the choir. I got involved then, and then a whole bunch of people here and, you know, dozens and dozens of others started singing. Well, so that was the beginning of it.
That's good. Have you got something for us?
Yeah, I reckon we've got a few songs.
Well?
So this one, so many people will be familiar with Bella Ciao. the Partisan song. Yeah, I think you've heard that before, Joe. It really took on a whole other life. I mean, it's had many incarnations, but back in 2012 in Belgium, a bunch of musicians and activists and children created a fantastic set of words for it called Do It Now. And I think we sing this at every single event we go to, and so many people know it and they join in the streets. So it's a very powerful song. And then we add verses according to what we need. So we've got an Electrify verse in here since we've done a lot of Electrify Everything events. So Do It Now.
We need to wake up. We need to wise up. We need to open our eyes and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future. And we need to start right now.
Arthritis in my fingers. So. Now, Phil, yeah, yes, you. You've got a nice hat on there. What's all that about?
I like to bring a little bit of joy to people's lives. So celebrating this festive time of year, it's a bit of a bridge to all people in society. So
you realise it's nice people like you that make me look bad.
I'm not always nice. You're not, you can ask good. My friends.
How long have you been with the choir?
I think it's only a bit over a year.
A year? What drew you to the choir?
Through another community group I'm in. That's Friends of Merry Creek. Mm-hmm. I'm active in that. And they did a meet and greet of different volunteer groups and Climate Choir came up. And I thought, that's for me. Mm. I'd been in a choir years ago in the Brunswick Rogues and, I'd drifted away from that, but I wanted to sing again.
Right. Have you got any progeny?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good, because I think they'd think you're an old fool joining the choir, might, you know. So you're very lucky. I think you're a great human being, but you know what kids are like.
I will leave that old fool comment to my friends.
All right. No, it's great. It's great that you're here. Thank you very much. So what do the kids think of all these? Some of you, anybody here got kids?
Well, actually, the Student Strike for Climate students. I mean, we had an amazing collaboration with them over a number of years and actually working with the young people, they're all school students, and coming out and putting on really huge events and tens of thousands of people. And they were all learning how to do it and working with us oldies and with their parents' generation. So I think that's probably the biggest example of where we've worked with young people.
Now, Jenny, you're a very important person. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
You've got noddies in the audience there.
Yeah, well,
there are people who nod in agreement. Excuse me, yeah, you with the blue shoes, would you like to come forward then? you are nodding vigorously. Now you got
nodding vigorously.
Vigorously, you are nodding. How long have you been? What's your name?
Mandy.
Mandy, you don't want to give your surname. You don't want the kids to know.
Stephanakis.
Stephanakis, right. And what do the kids think and the grandkids?
I don't have grandkids. My kids, my daughter works in the climate environment.
So you radicalised her, did you?
I did. I radicalised them from a very young age. Mm-hmm. And they've stuck with it, which is wonderful. Yeah, they're on board.
Good. And how long have you been with the choir?
3.5 years.
And is what, the worst years of your life or the best?
Oh, the best.
The best. It would be.
So it's actually... It was when the choir was singing with for one of the student protests where there were about 100,000 people there, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And I saw them.
Right.
I found my choir.
I thought you were going to say I found my people.
It was great.
Yeah, found my people. And your choir.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny, what are you going to do next?
Well, by an astonishing coincidence, it is actually. So Mandy has been writing a number of new songs for the choir. Oh. So we've got a number of songwriters in the group. Okay. So as I said, we've been doing some events that are supporting the transition to renewable resources and energy. And so we've been producing songs about Electrify. So this is Mandy's song called Electrify.
Well, they're all getting ready.
Yeah.
Electrify your heating and your cooling. Electrify your cooking too. Put some solar on your roof and see your bills drop now.
Would you like to come up to the microphone again? I didn't know you were a songwriter.
Oh, yeah, I write some songs.
You do write songs. And how much do you charge this mob? come on, come out with it.
No.
How about copyright?
It's a really wonderful voluntary organisation. And
what?
So,
could you use that word again?
Yeah, voluntary. Yeah,
I don't get paid for this.
It's very old-fashioned, isn't it?
And you don't have copyright on the song.
Well, it's copyright, but that doesn't mean that, you know.
And you don't get money every time they sing? They don't pay you?
Don't do it for the quids.
I can't believe that, man.
There you go.
You're
I'm
an extraordinary human
girl.
Being. Very old-fashioned. Yeah, I charged them $10 a word, but I'm that type of bloke. Now, Jenny.
Yeah.
What was your last big gig?
The last big gig we did. What were we doing just quite recently? What was the last one?
Port Phillip Eco Centre, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were at the opening of Port Phillip Eco Centre. So
what was that? What's that?
So some of us are from south of the river, some
You're
north
kidding.
Of the river. I know, it's incredible.
I mean, what? North of the river south and south of the
and
river.
And they come together and we sing together. It's incredible.
It is incredible. I thought the Yarra was the big dividing line.
I know.
Might you accept people from the east and the west?
Yeah, the east and the west.
And the north and the south?
East and west, yeah,
how about do you accept people from north, near New Northcote?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, everybody's welcome.
Even from Castlemaine?
You're from Castlemaine, but they've got their own choirs up there. So
they got their own choir?
Yeah, well, not a climate choir, but they've got plenty of choirs in the region. Yeah. So we deal with people from all over Melbourne. But, yes, so that was specifically in St Kilda to open this fantastic new eco centre. And so they had a number of choirs there, but we were the ones who were actually singing about sustainability. And
you mean they had other choirs?
Yeah.
at the centre's opening, yep. and they weren't climate choirs.
That's right. They were singing this
normal,
happy songs.
This is normal City of Port Phillip. I mean,
normal. No, I think City of Port Phillip, they've done a lot in terms of the arts. Right. They've I've been living there for a long time, and they do support the arts.
It's
to
the
Ellicott
Willem, Joe.
Yeah, the Ellicott Willem is there. Yeah, Boonwurrung. And speaking of which, one of the other big gigs we did recently was for the River Festival, specifically celebrating the Yarra River. And so we were involved in, I think this is the first time, we were standing on the riverbanks, Boonwurrung banks, with a boat coming towards us which had a band on it, and they started playing the songs and we joined in from the water, from the wharf. And it was a beautiful event to celebrate the river. So we've got a whole bunch of songs about rivers now.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're having too much fun.
I know, there is a bit of fun.
Anybody here taking medication for cardiovascular disease? You realise that people can die laughing.
Yeah.
I could tell you a story.
But we also do, you know, there are vigils that we do, so for much more solemn
events. They let you out at night. They do vigils at night.
Yeah, we have done vigils at night.
I can't believe it.
And, you know, often the stories that we have to tell are very dark and very sad and very angry. So we have to be able to turn on a dime as a group and be able to say, right, now we are either lifting people's spirits or now we are joining in with acknowledging the sorrow and the anger. And the despair that's often, I mean, that's, you know, climate change. It's a lot of people are really traumatized by thinking about the future and what's happening and what's not happening quickly enough in Australia. So, yeah, we have to really come up with music that addresses all those emotional landscapes. So the next song we're doing came out particularly out of despair at seeing Trump re-elected.
I was happy.
You were happy, yeah.
You know why?
No, tell me.
The American people are getting what they deserve.
Well, there's that.
I was very happy.
But those are fighting words. And and so this is, so we do take quite a few songs that people will already know the music of, but we put new words to them. So this one's a sort of a mashup of Solidarity Forever, bit of a go at Trump because this came directly after he was re-elected, but then also the appalling Woodside gas decision to open up a new huge gas reserve in Western Australia and the fact that it's destroying the ancient artwork there. So, yeah, we try and get all these things in within one song.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Now that Trump is over there, we could give up, we could despair, but we know we must stand up and fight for truth and all that's fair. We will work for climate justice and a world where people care, for the planet needs us now.
I just like the way you do that, Jeannie, the way you move your hand and they open their mouth And then you move your hand and they shut up.
I know.
Have you?
Well, you've got to be.
Do you have a cattle prod or something?
No, no, you've got to be a megalomaniac to be a choir.
Well, you're talking to one.
I know. That's a problem. There's two megalomaniacs in the room.
No, you can never have two megalomaniacs.
Well, we'll just
share the
role.
But they're very, very well trained.
Well, I think that's
for volunteers.
One of the reasons why people join choirs, because everybody's got a voice, everybody can sing. It's not like an orchestra or a band.
Right,
you have to have had at least some years of training to play an instrument. Right. But everybody can sing, and when you join together in a group of 20 or 30 people, then you're supported to find your own voice and to maybe if you're singing for the first time since primary school, but you're surrounded by people, you get pulled along, you gradually learn how to do it. So I suppose what happens as part of that training when you're in the room with a group of people is that they learn a series of signals. They learn to respond to the body language of the choir leader, and that's what we've all got in common. If you went here or anywhere in the world, a choir leader would be using very, very similar gestures to say, go, stop.
Right. Just like training a dog.
Exactly. Yeah, but they don't get treats. Do they get treats?
Now, look, I must confess, I know two of the bad eggs here I've met before. Mary, that's you. Yeah, I know you. We shared an unusual experience on Saturday night, which we won't tell the audience. Would you like to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself? Because Mary said to me as she left this, how shall we put it, this religious experience we had. She said to me, I'll see you on Wednesday. And I said, what? And she said, I'm coming to the choir. How long have you been with the choir? Introduce yourself first.
Hello, I'm Mary, and I've sung with the choir, Mary Stringer. I've sang with the choir more or less since it began, because I remember being at that rally when an email said, if you want to sing, go and stand in that bit of the State Library steps.
What?
And we stood there and there.
Excuse me, State Library steps?
Yeah, something like that.
I can't believe it.
You
had to stand on the steps.
Oh, that's good for choirs. You know, standing on the different levels. Yeah. It's perfect.
It reminds me when I was 19, I was at the corner here, at the corner of Smith and Victoria Parade, and late 60s, early 70s, a truck would roll up, and there'd be about 40 or 50 blokes wanting some part-time work, and they say, you. Is that what happened to you?
We were buried in an enormous crowd.
An enormous crowd.
But there were emails saying, if you want to keep singing, send an email to Jeannie. So I sent an email to Jeannie and got on her list and been on her list ever since.
And has it been a positive or a negative experience?
It's just fantastic. I love singing. It's a win-win. If you go to whatever gig it is, could be market forces outside some head office lobbying someone.
Right.
They invite us to go. We sing for an hour. People go by. We hope we catch their attention. And you go home thinking, I've had a good sing for a whole hour outdoors with lovely people.
Yeah.
And if a few people were encouraged as well, and I think the passers-by that think climate's an issue but feel like no one around them cares.
Yeah.
Hearing us and seeing our banner, they think, oh, I'm not the only one. I think that's a really powerful.
Right. Well, that's excellent. Well, I was very pleased to see you Saturday night. I was out of my depth, but then I met you and I knew that we were both out of our depth. Now, what's next?
Well, you know, it's that funny time of year, celebratory time of year. Mm. So, of course, Christmas carols need to be sung, but we some years ago decided to do basically subverted versions of Christmas carols. And there were some had already been written around the world and around Australia, but a couple of our choir members and the band members really got onto this and rewrote some of the most beloved of the Christmas songs. And what's really fun about these is because we sang at Fairfield Chops the other day, so it's all jolly. There was actually Santa Claus was there.
Mm. And everybody's having... You mean my brother.
Having a lovely time shopping for Christmas. And they think, oh, isn't that lovely? People are singing Christmas carols. And then they realise that we're singing thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. So shall we do you a few Christmas carols?
Let's do two Christmas carols.
Two Christmas carols.
Because there's all these other people hiding behind other people.
You want to have a bit of chat with them.
Okay. Yeah, you can't hide because it's a little room and I know where all of you are standing.
So we'll do Dashing from the Fire and then Away in the Arctic.
Ooh.
Thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to trash. Oh, thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to trash. Dashing from the fire, along a smoking track, leaving all I own, maybe can't come back. Sirens up ahead, the flames are all so bright. My oh my, how scared we are, evacuate tonight. Oh, thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to trash. Oh, thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to trash. Dashing through the snow, where it's never snowed before. Then rain falls down in droves, flooding all the floor. Thoughts and prayers abound, from righteous and corrupt. Oh, what fun it is to rise and peacefully disrupt. Oh, thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to trash. Oh, thanks to Shell, corporate hell, coal and oil and gas. The planet is on fire and the climate's turned to
Extraordinary. It is extraordinary to see them all sing. Yeah, I've noticed that person at the back there, just like I used to be at school. You're going to be next, so think about it. No, not you. No. Yeah. Well, let's have the next song. The next song.
Away in the Arctic, a nice little climate change lullaby.
Oh, lovely. Again, Jeannie, that's marvellous. Now, look, I'm just flabbergasted. Now, this is Radical Australian Community Radio 3CR, and if you're wondering what you stumbled into, this is the Climate Choir Melbourne. And what this program will be podcast, and Joe will make sure it's podcast because I can't do it. I'm not up to it. And if you want to use it for Christmas Day or New Year's Eve, listen to the podcast. And if you want to join the Climate Choir Melbourne, how do they do that, Jenny?
Well, they can just Google it.
Google it. And come on.
Web search. And you'll find, a web search, any way you
Thank
want.
Thank you. Thank
and you, you will be able to find our, what's it called there, Nancy? Climate Choir Melbourne at WordPress.com, I think it is.
Just put Climate Choir Melbourne WordPress.
Yeah,
and
TikTok and YouTube.
We're viral.
Yeah. You're a virus. I didn't know you were viral.
So you can send us an email as well, climatechoirmelbourne@gmail.com. We are all over social media. Scoff.
But, I'm not scoffing.
No, I think.
I would like.
He's all over social media too, don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not over. But look. What I'm really upset about you, Mob, is I've been given this bloody card. It's got all this garbage about how to contact you, but no phone number.
No, because whose phone number are we going to give? We're a collective here.
But there's a lot of people out there. Look, I'm being serious here, and this is one of my bugbears in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I give out phone numbers, I give out postal addresses, I give out emails, because there are people out there our age who don't want to interact with social media. Mm. And if you give them a phone number, even if you have a specific phone, it gives them a contact point.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a good idea. And I suppose, yes, we haven't done it in the past because we are so much a volunteer collective and that there isn't that structure of somebody who is the contact person phone.
You could give the phone to somebody every month. You know, it's their penance.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Specialty, giving unsolicited advice.
Yep, it's all good. But, so just going back to our social media triumphs. So, yes, because earlier this year at the election, so we just thought that it was such an important election for us to take the piss out of
use a four-letter word on this program.
I know.
It's just not acceptable.
I don't resile from it.
You don't resile from it?
No. I'm prepared to say it again. So we would take the piss out of the campaigns of the coalition.
Well, so you're going to put a catheter in Dutton. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I think, metaphorically, I think we probably did. And so we put together a number of very hard-hitting and very funny little songs, and we put them on TikTok, and we got about 400,000 hits.
So is that
we
all? Think 400,000. Yeah, no, you did
for
go
a standing
viral.
Start, and we reckon we personally, caused
Dutton the landslide,
to go down the tube.
Did you? Yep. I agree. Now there's a little green person hiding behind a blue person with a red hat. Would you like to come up to the microphone? Yeah, that's you. You're the green person. Who are you?
I'm Helen Vandenagel.
Vandenagel. That's a good name.
That's right. It's a great name.
How did you feel about having... Was that the name you've always had? Or
that's the name I've always had.
Yeah, well, you may have acquired it through your relationship.
I was born with it.
Right. Yep. How did you feel about spelling that at primary school?
Oh, V for Valerie, A-N, D for David, E-R, space, capital N for Natalie, A-G for Gary, E-L.
Well, no wonder you're in the choir. So how long have you been with this reputable viral mob?
I've been with the choir for, I think, 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Any regrets?
Absolutely not. No.
Not
I knew Jeannie, you see.
You knew Jeannie.
I knew Jeannie.
You're not related.
No, we're not related, but she used to conduct the Dutch choir.
The Dutch choir.
So we go from one choir to another to another.
Well, I used to be a regular at that Dutch festival.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, did you sing there?
We did.
Yeah, it's
the worst food I've ever had. Dutch food is stodgy and ugly.
Wash out your mouth, Joe.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I used to get sick every time I'd go there.
Well, you can always find something in the beer tent. I think
the beer tent's
fine.
Because
the beer is outstanding.
Well, I agree, but the food, come on.
I know, and they're all tall and slim. How does that work?
Oh, they don't eat the food. That's how it works.
I was going to say that.
So have you got any kiddies?
I have.
And what do they think about their mum doing this?
They love it. They love it.
That's what you think.
Yeah. No, no, no. They're quite radical. They protest with me and without me.
And, so you've radicalised them. You realise it's a bad thing.
Absolutely. From birth.
From birth.
Absolutely. That's what parents do.
I can't believe the type of people you've got in the choir, Jenny. I know. It's unbelievable.
I know.
How many of you haven't I haven't spoken to that gentleman with the glasses. And I...
There's a few gentlemen with glasses, John.
No, the other gentleman, I don't know, is that an oboe or flute? He doesn't want to speak because he can't. He's got a bad voice. So it's an oboe, is it?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. Shows you how much I know about music, doesn't it, mate? I know nothing. And I haven't spoken to you. And Nancy, I know. And the one near the cupboard, yeah. You, come on, before the next song. Come on.
Yeah, you have spoken to her. Already had a go.
You've had a go already.
Exactly.
Go away. What's the next song?
You can have a go with Joe if you like, though.
What's the next song?
Well, our next song is Bye Bye Gas. And so this is one of the many songs that we used right from the start of the choir because we're thinking, well, what songs do we do? We've got this fantastic group of people that want to sing at climate events. And then we were pointed towards a group from Queensland called Carbon Canaries. And they have got a huge range of fantastic songs that give people a laugh and attract people. Again, there's that thing, people come over and think, oh, that's a fun tune. And then they tune into the words and think, oh, actually, those words are a bit surprising. So this is one of songs that we probably sing at every gig because it seems to cover all bases. Bye Bye Gas.
All right, here we go. Bye Bye Gas.
Reason I feel so
clap with my arthritic fingers. Now, I did notice all the hand actions. Mm. I mean, you're a little bit excited there.
Well, we found that when we're on the street, so we mainly do perform
on the street.
On the street.
Right. Well, that's what I'd expected,
Yeah, and so really using our bodies, engaging and acting out the words, because people are just passing by and you've got to get their attention. So we try and help them in every way we can. We also have QR codes so that they can get the words themselves, sing along. We have people do outreach to the passers-by and talk to them. But, yeah, so telling the story with our bodies is helpful to get the message.
Well, the nude choir, climate choir, is it, Melbourne? If you want to get people's attention.
I know, yeah.
Well, you did say that, you know.
I know. Well, we would have to put that to a vote.
Yes. Well, I'm not suggesting it. I'm just thinking there are different ways to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Now, you've been hiding. Yeah, you. Yeah, come and introduce yourself. Yeah, you're right in front of me. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Christine. Christine Pinniger.
How do you spell
Pinniger?
That? How do you spell
P
that?
For Peter. Yeah. I-N-N-I-G-E-R.
Another one from primary school. And how long have you been with the choir?
Oh, probably since not very long after it started, I think.
Really? Yeah. Have they given
you... We used
to
go and sing in a lounge in somebody's lounge room for a while, which was most enjoyable.
Yeah, it would be, because you get tea and biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So, I can't believe it. 9 years you've been with them.
Something like that.
Almost 10.
Mm.
Do you got kids?
I do.
And what do they think?
I'm actually not sure.
You're not sure?
I think they're quite... quietly pleased. It's just the sort of stuff I've always done.
Well, it's better than playing pokies, I assume.
Well, indeed.
You're not spending their inheritance, so they'd be happy. It's a low...
Yeah. Low bar.
You know, you don't need much money to join the choir, do you? You don't have a joining fee, do you, Jeannie?
No.
You're not like these retirement villages where if you die early, they get all the money.
No. We specialise in... senior citizens in the choir as well, because we've got the time and the inclination, also a lot of people do have grandchildren and are feeling desperately worried about their future. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens that, yes, there are older people in the choir, but we're there, so we're really there at any time of day. Mm-hmm. So we're lucky to be at a stage of life where we do have, a lot of us have more freedom with our time. Mm-hmm.
So how much practice would you do a week?
Well, we're an unusual choir, so we only meet once a month to rehearse.
Once a month.
Yeah,
most
choirs rehearse once a week or more. Right. But because we are often out doing gigs two or three times a week sometimes, so a lot of the repertoire is repeated over and over, so people get familiar with it.
Right.
And then at the rehearsals, we just have intensive time learning the new songs.
And how long does it take, do you think, for the choir to get the new song? I mean, we've only got a third of the choir here. You're dealing with... 30 people, that's a lot of people, over 30.
Yeah, well, I think usually it takes, a couple of rehearsals. Sometimes we have a quick turnaround. So we did an event recently, a vigil event, and we wanted to really have a hard-hitting song. So we did Paul Kelly's Sleep, Australia, Sleep, which is just a devastating lullaby. And we really wanted to do it, and we just turned it around quickly. We weren't able to have a rehearsal, so we did it on Zoom and with people learning the words over a couple of weeks on their own. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes we do have to respond quickly as things come up.
And what would you like to do next? Thank you.
Hmm.
What would you like to do next?
Well, we do have another Christmas carol.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
About my brother, Santa Claus?
No. Actually, no.
No.
This one is called Deck the State with Solar Panels.
Deck the State with Solar Panels.
So
people get put on medications for that type of hallucination, but it's all right.
we do what we can, and we get the word out there, and, all I can say is fa-la-la-la-la.
Beautiful.
La 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 anxious all together. La 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 la. Hey, renewables, be clever. La 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 la. Pump the hydro, build the battery. La 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 la. Then we can dispatch our energy. La 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 la.
Excellent. Now, sir. Yes, you have the green top. You know, I know you've been in plain sight. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name's Alex Anderson.
And how long have you been for the choir?
About 6 or 7 years.
Why did you bother? I mean, you could go to the pokey venue.
No, I'm not a gambler. I'm very motivated.
You go to football.
Very, very motivated to protest, particularly on climate. Right. And I love music. I love singing, mm-hmm. and I think that singing is a fantastic contribution to street actions.
Right.
So I'm very happy to have been able to do that.
So how did you find out about the choir?
Well, you know, I was trying to remember. I was involved in a community street opera mm-hmm. that some of the choir members were doing, that Jeannie was the musical director of, which was, another story, but that was a pretty radical kind of an event. It was organised by the Brunswick Coburg Anti-Conscription Centenary Celebration Committee.
Right.
You know, Michael. Yay. Yeah. And I thought, wow, Melbourne is great. That
and
was when
he
I was
went
new
to Pentridge.
Melbourne. Yeah. Yeah, and it was in Pentridge, yeah. But I'm in a number of choirs, but this is the most out there on the street with clear political messages all the time. Which is great. And I tell people in the other choirs, you know, I'm in this one too. You could do that too.
And what, they just walk away from you?
Oh, they think about it. They say, I'm busy. I mean, not everyone has as much spare time as I do.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And hopefully you continue for another 10 years in the choir, at least.
Well, hopefully they won't have to sing for 10 years.
They'll have to sing for 10 years the way things are going. Yeah, I reckon. What do you reckon? We'll have to sing for another 10 years?
I hope we can still get together and enjoy things like singing. And yes. Yeah,
that's right. You could have, you know, like return service climate activists. You could have your own clubs. Yeah. Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Now, Jenny, what's next?
Well, we've got two more songs. We haven't done When the Rains Fail Us Again, have we? No. So we've got When the Rains Fail Us Again, and then we've got a big closing number, We're Using Sunshine. Oh. So two more songs.
That might take us out, I reckon.
No, it won't, Joe. We've got one person I need to speak to.
Oh, okay.
I've spoken to everybody. Two people. Two people. Yeah, I know. Nancy's had a go. But I want to talk to her about it. Let's do the song first.
Okay.
When the Rains.
When the Rains Fail Us Again.
Oh, when the rains fail us again.
Clarinetist, as I said, has got a sore throat, so he can't speak. Okay? Does that make you happy there in the corner? Thank you. Now, Nancy, would you like to come up here just for a second, and then we can do the big finale? Now, I did speak to you a few weeks ago, and you are a Eureka medalist. But
yes, thank you very much.
We want to take the medal back. You know why?
Why?
You play piano accordion.
Excuse me.
That reminds me of my youth.
Excuse me. Geez. How can you disrespect your cultural background so savagely as to make piano accordion jokes?
Yes.
He's savage.
I'm savage. No, piano accordion reminds me of being a kid in the 50s.
Did you play one?
No, I never played one.
It's
I couldn't
such
be bothered.
A great instrument.
My father played a piano accordion. It was dreadful.
You know, when
dreadful.
whenever you play it, people come out of the crowd and say, I love the piano accordion.
Yeah, yeah. And some people try to wrap it around your neck. Well, Nancy, thank you for coming in and bringing this motley mob with you.
Thank you.
Because
it's beautiful.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have afforded them.
Anyway, so no, thanks. It's been great to be able to explain what we do and to be here at 3CR and introduce the choir to 3CR.
Now, what I'm going to do, Journey, is I'm going to do something I shouldn't do, but I'm going to invite you to come back at the end of next year if you would like to come back.
End of next year?
Yes. Yeah, end of 2026. Well, I've got a book. I've got to make bookings for Radical Australia.
December 2026 already.
Yeah, already. Yeah, you know, this is a popular program.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny, what's your big finale? What's the big finale?
Well, this is another one of our most popular songs. So we're using Sunshine. So we do use some. This is an older song. So probably back in the 20s and 30s, they would have known this song. But at that time, you know, during the Depression and so on, they had a need for jolly songs. So we have shamelessly subverted these jolly songs and made them into climate change messages. So this is our final one, and yeah, we hope that the people at home will be skipping along and playing along in the sunshine, and feel free to contact us and join the choir. The bottom line is you have to be alive. If you're alive, you're in.
How about if you're dead and
no,
bodily gases?
No,
can you add that to the choir?
None of them.
Okay.
No, right. Living people, but that's it. We'd love to see you in when we resume in February next year.
Okay, let's get this last one going. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. It was a pleasure listening to you. I'm sure you've gladdened the hearts of many listeners. I'd like to thank you, Jeannie Marsh, for getting these cats together.
Yeah,
you know, trying to herd cats is very difficult. You've done really well. I'd like to thank the guitarist, the accordionist, the clarinetist, and the voices. So thank you very much. It's a pleasure having you here.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.